is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, The Modern Day Medium with Julie. Julie is a natural-born medium and healer working with the light, channeling messages and healing energy from spirit. Using natural healing and mediumship abilities, she has dedicated her life to helping many break through physical, emotional and mental trauma and grief. Julie offers practical, insightful and detailed help to help you feel the magic that is being connected to your inner soul. Please welcome Julie back to News for the Soul.
Hello, there we are. Now I've got the right button on.
Welcome, Julie. Thank you. It's good to be back. How's everyone going?
Hi, we are going. Going in different directions, it
Lovely.
Seems sometimes, but we're going.
That's good.
How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing really well considering Mercury retrograde has been playing havoc on lots and lots of technology, that's for sure.
So it is retrograde. Yeah, that explains a lot right now. Okay.
Totally. One more week left.
What's going on for the show?
Yeah, sure. So super excited. So my name's Julie. I'm a modern day medium and I am going to do some reading for people. So obviously take as many calls as I possibly can to get through people. Hopefully the Mercury retrograde doesn't blow up the phone line. and also happy to see what's coming up for the collective as well.
Oh, dive into a call or... Where are we going?
Let's do it.
All right, we're diving. Okay, let's see where we're being pulled first. Let's go to 708 first. 708, you're first up. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Barbara, and I'm calling in from Illinois.
Hey, Barbara, how are you going?
Good.
That's good. That's good. What can I look at for you today?
Well, I've got personal health issues going on, and I'm dealing with that. And I also want to go forward with my spiritual gift. Mm-hmm. So what guidance can we go with that?
Okay, awesome. Let's have a look at your spiritual gifts, and then if anything pops up around your personal health, you just let me know and we can kind of go into that in a bit more detail. When I focus in on your spiritual gifts, I keep getting told, I feel like we need to develop more your hearing, so your clairaudience, which means to me that maybe you are starting to hear things. Sometimes when you go oh, is that my thoughts or is that someone else's voice or did I hear something off to the side? I feel like your clairaudience is something that we can kind of really delve a little bit more deeply into, because I feel like that once you hone your craft in on that, I feel like your other clairs, like your clairvoyancy and your clairsentience and claircognizance will also start to heighten. But definitely I keep getting told the hearing element is probably what is the first step for you to enhance your spiritual gifts, your psychic gifts. Your intuition is great. I just feel like you don't necessarily trust it all the time. So there is a little bit lack of confidence when it comes to the messages that you are receiving or the feelings that you're getting. And I also keep getting told for you to practice your clairaudience, I'd definitely be looking at trying to bend sound, meaning when you go into a meditative space, sometimes we put music on and we kind of, you know, go into that space. But I would like you to sit in silence and then to expand your hearing, like, really far out. So see if you can hear what's going on, you know, down the street or outside, and then bring your focus back as, like, you know, what's going on, you know, in the room that you're sitting in. You know, can you hear, like, your breath? So it's all about really practicing, like, your audio cues, if that makes sense. And that's one of the fastest ways to build that part of your clair up. And I also keep getting told anything to do with oracle cards, affirmation cards, tarot cards, anything with gems, I feel like you must be quite artistic, or you like the visual side of life. And so that would indicate to me that you're probably best also to enhance your trust in, when it comes to intuition, is definitely to be looking at working with some type of tools like oracle cards or tarot cards, and really understanding them and how the story unfolds when you're doing, like, a reading for yourself or whether you're doing it for somebody else. Does that all make sense, where that's come through straight away?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, and I am trusting myself a little more.
Yeah, good. Awesome. And that's the key. Like, you know, with all the planetary stuff that's been going on, you know, most people should be feeling a lot more confident in their intuition, because, you know, the veil is very, very thin at the moment between the other side and us. But just while that is happening in our favor, it's still a really good time for you to practice some of these things, because we are in this pause moment with many planets in retrograde. I think there might be like 6 off the top of my head at the moment, which would be making us feel very kind of like slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something about like your personal health. Did you want me to look into that, or?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So when you say you've had some personal health issues, can you kind of elaborate just a little bit as to what you're wanting me to focus on?
I don't know how to say
it. Is it like a number of things that have kind of built up over time?
Correct.
Yeah, I keep being told like it's not one necessarily. Not one thing, but it's almost like, you know, when you get a symptom and then you kind of explore that and then something else shows up and then something else and something else. It kind of feels like a cascade of events is what they're saying to me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so without going into too much detail, because you probably don't want to necessarily share all of it on the radio, but I keep getting told like the next 3 months, I'd say like next 3 weeks to 3 months. So you'll find that there's going to be some conclusions when it comes to your personal health, meaning that you will be able to clear some of the things that have been, plaguing you, or some of the symptoms that have, you know, when sometimes you're like looking for the answer, or you're looking for a diagnosis, or you just want to feel better. I keep getting told like a lot of those conclusions are going to start to make themselves known to you in the next 3 weeks to 3 months. By the time we get to the end of the year, I feel like a lot of your personal health issues that you've had, and I feel like it's been going on for a number of years, like this isn't just out of nowhere, like recently, like this feels like it's been going on for quite some time with you. You'll find that you will start to feel a lot better about, almost like, I want to say like you're going to feel a lot better about your health and your future moving forward. But I feel like that's also why you're being pushed into your spiritual practices a little bit more, to kind of like go within, and to also really connect back with your body, so the body can actually tell you what's going on, as opposed to too many outside influences trying to tell you what's going on.
Will I have to get surgery?
I feel like you're going to get something small. So I don't feel like it's anything massive or anything big, because they keep showing me like keyhole. So when they show me a keyhole, it means like we're not necessarily going in and being overly invasive on the body. But I do think there is something that needs to be either cleared up or needs to be, I feel like I need to like, not stitch it up, but like, you know, I need to clear out an area, and I need to just kind of like tighten it, or just, I don't know, that's how they're showing it to me. It's like I just need to rearrange something and fix it and just clear whatever, maybe debris or whatever is going on within that. But it's very small. It doesn't feel like it's a big blown out surgery.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think I am being drawn more towards the spiritual aspects I have with numbers, and I just keep getting high-pitched sounds in my left ear. So it's almost like an awakening, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I think that when you go through this and with what you're doing with your personal health, you'll start to be able to make decisions about your overall health a lot more easier as well. I feel like you're just being in many directions. And so that can be a bit confusing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've even thought of it. Just came to me, and I thought, well, you know, a good thing might be to do is just to fast, not eat. Or drink water, of course.
Oh,
But to cleanse and bring back into balance.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I don't know much about the water fasting diet. I'm sure lots of people have done it. As long as, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say do it or don't do it. But, you know, as long as you've got supervision and you're doing everything the right way, I feel like you'll know what your body needs.
Well, that's how I feel. You know, a friend says, don't you want to go to a doctor? And I'm like, for what? Do you go to a doctor to breathe? Do you go to a doctor to say, can I drink water? No. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to do it for a month. You know, mean, you know, you have to be mindful.
Yes. Totally. And I think if you, there's lots of people who can help you through things like that as well. So it's not something that you have to do on your own. I think there's, you know, there's lots of holistic therapists out there. So I definitely recommend that you work with someone so you're not doing it all on your own and just like guessing half the time. The main thing is that, you know, whenever you take on any change of diet or medication or anything like that, it should always be under some form of supervision where that person is an expert in that field. That would be my only recommendation when it comes to anything medical.
Yeah.
Hopefully that has helped you.
Yes. I'll have to work on that Claire audience, definitely.
Yeah, especially if you're getting the ringing in the ears, it's definitely a sign that there is something that's being heightened within you.
And I keep seeing the numbers 444-333-555-1111 all the time.
Yeah, so all I mean, all those numbers will represent different things. So you might even want to have a look at, you know, having a numerology book. Like a lot of people talk about them being angel numbers or master numbers. So it'd be good for you to have a bit more of a, I guess, a play with the numbers and see what messages they're trying to tell you, because obviously each number represents a particular area of your life, or especially if you've been thinking about something and then you see the number, it can give you the answers that you've been, like, searching for.
Right. Do you think I would work more with people or their pets or their animals, specifically dogs and horses?
I feel like if you're wanting to move more into like pet mediumship, I can see that you have a natural affiliation to animals, but I feel like with you, it does feel like people gravitate to you a lot more, so you might find that there is more of a connection with wanting to help people. So, but if you do want to move into the pet medium side of things, then I definitely recommend you working with someone that can help you understand the language when it comes to animals. They're very, very different when you're doing like readings for humans, because you're human, it can be really easy to read for a human as opposed to an animal. Animal is a little bit more complex, and the messaging that they give you is, you know, there's like codes. It's not as straightforward. There's a lot of love from them, but you want to be able to read the animal, because they, especially if you're going to be connecting with ones who've crossed over, they're very specific when they're wanting to connect with their owners. So you want to make sure that you learn some of the framework around how to connect with the animal and what it is that they're trying to tell their owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I hope
well,
that
thank
makes
you.
Sense. It was lovely talking to you, Barbara. Good luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. You can always check in. Let us know how you're going. Let's go to, the switchboard buttons are jumping around. Hang on. Okay, let's try 917 next. 917, you're live with Julie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi. Thank you, guys. This is Karen from New York.
Hey, Karen. How are you going?
I've been kind of stressed. And trying to hang in. Thing with the teeth has been on hold between waiting on the lab and then getting an appointment. But meanwhile, I've had this, it seems I have a recurrent urinary tract infections. A few months ago, I tested for a couple of germs, and then she had me on holistic protocol, which I want to do, and retested, and then... another two bugs came up, and she started me on a different, you know, herbal thing, which I'm in the middle of doing, and then all of a sudden she sent a prescription over to the drugstore without even discussing it with me, and I don't know what's going on with that, and I'm kind of afraid of, you know, it's a combination of two drugs. It's only for a few days, but I'm kind of afraid, and I don't know why she's doing it. I really think it's all connected to my gut issues because also my abdomen has been very swollen. I also want to say I've been under a lot of stress. I've been trying to help a friend who's in dire need, and that's a very complicated situation that we have time, I would like some guidance about too, and for her. Anyway, I don't know where I'm at personally.
Yeah, totally understand. Okay, so with the UTI, I definitely feel like there is something with, like, your gut health. I feel like that is contributing to, like, your UTIs or because it does affect your even, like, your like the flora and the fauna, however you want to pronounce it, like even in, like, the uterus and all that type of stuff. So it is directly connected, and because you've had a number of different UTIs like on and off recently, I keep getting told for you, I don't know if you guys have this in the States, but we have something called Ural here in Australia, and it's a natural almost like it just flushes out the bladder, if that makes sense, and it just makes everything kind of like not sterile, but do you know what I mean? Like it does something quite good, and it is a natural thing, but you get it from like chemists and health food shops and stuff like that. So you guys may have something like that. I think drinking something like that on a regular basis, obviously have a chat with your doctor. I know here in Australia we're allowed to drink it like all the time, especially if we get affected by UTIs on a regular basis, so that just balances everything out in your gut, but also in obviously your bladder and your uterus and all that type of stuff. So that's the first thing that keeps coming up around you. The second thing with you is I understand why she's given you the medication, because I feel like the bacteria that you do have, it's like, you know, when sometimes you target one thing, but a lot of the times medication, especially with UTIs and the bug that you get from it. It like the medication that targets, say, bug A doesn't necessarily combat bug B. So it's very kind of, which is why with UTIs it can be hit and miss, just to making sure you knock it out of the park. And if you don't treat the first one, then obviously there's a second one that happens, and then, you know, there's more bugs, more germs, blah, 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 which is why I'm finding that she's picking up on more as you're going along this process. And I feel like with her, she just wants to neutralize them all at the moment, which is why she's wanting you to be on some medication for a short period of time, just to kind of really, I guess, kill the germs, so to speak, and then start fresh. So it's totally up to you, obviously, but I don't see there's any harm in the one that she's given you, only because I do feel that when she works with you, it is predominantly more on the holistic side, so she does understand how your body operates and how it works. but she can't get a hold on this particular bug that you have in your bladder, which is why she's wanting you to go to the next level and do more of a, I guess, Western medicine, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm not being told that it's bad at all for you, but I would definitely ask her about, you know, having something that you can drink on a regular basis, especially if you're feeling like a UTI is coming on board or there's a lot of stress going on in your world and because your abdomen is swollen. Like, I do think there is quite a number of things that are going on in that lower part of the body, like in your abdomen region and also like the bladder and the uterus. So it wouldn't surprise me if she wants to do an ultrasound at one point. That's what I keep getting told. So I'm not sure if she's mentioned it to you yet. She may very well want to do some type of ultrasound just to make sure that the bladder is emptying properly, and that's not the reason why that there is UTIs kind of happening. But also, I feel like there's something about, it's about the bladder. I feel like it's probably also why your abdomen is slightly swollen. I feel like the bladder area might also be slightly swollen just because of the inflammation that's running through you. So I definitely have another conversation with her about next steps moving forward, but I'm not being shown that the prescription is bad for you, so to speak. So you don't have anything to worry about that, but I'd definitely be having a conversation with her about what do you do moving forward and how do you prevent this as opposed to treating it, having to treat it all the time. It's more about prevention for you now.
Okay. Well, okay, I have a couple of questions. First of all, can you spell that drink that you were mentioning?
Oh, yes. So in Australia, it's called Ural. So it's U-R-A-L. I'm sure your doctor can kind of, like, do some research on it, and I'm sure you guys would have something similar, if not the same thing. A lot of people do take that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the ingredient. It's very effervescent. But I know a lot of people take it when they're traveling because obviously it disrupts, you know, the body's natural rhythm when you're traveling and things like that, especially if you're flying or on long trips. But with you, because you've had like a number of surgeries and the teeth, it's interesting, like teeth do affect the body. People don't understand it. Like, you know, teeth, because there's a lot of bacteria in the mouth.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that you've been going through a lot of stuff and it's affecting your abdomen and things like that. So that's why I keep being told, like, it'd be good for you and your doctor to work more on the preventative side of things as opposed to just having to treat things when they happen.
Right. So is this like
probiotic,
prebiotic, probiotic kind of stuff?
I don't think it's like a probiotic, but it's definitely designed for UTI. It's definitely designed for the bladder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to like flush it out, to clean it, to make sure that it's all balanced.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what we have here in Australia. But I'm sure you guys would have something similar, and I'm sure there'd be a holistic version of it somewhere.
Okay. And anyway, I just want to say she had me on the protocol of garlic and oregano, oil of oregano. And I'm doing a little more than he even told me to do. So that's why it took me by surprise all of a sudden this prescription in the middle. So do you see the garlic and the oregano oil not being effective, or will they work if I continue with that? It is helping
my blood go down.
It's stuff in the gut, so that's been getting a little less, and I really would like to resolve all that too.
I think the garlic and the oregano, that definitely will help overall, but I think it's a slower process.
Mm-hmm.
So she might just be a little bit concerned that there's just been too much UTI. Now, the thing with the UTI is you don't want it to affect your urethra, and then your kidneys. That's why most people will go to prescription, because you don't want to have a kidney infection because of a UTI that can be treated. So I feel like she's trying to treat the gut, which will hopefully treat the UTI, but I think she's realized that you do need a little bit extra just because you've had too many UTIs.
Oh.
Yeah, you can still take the oregano and the garlic over for that longer-term effect, but I do think she wants to kind of nip the UTI in the bud a lot quicker so it doesn't spread, it doesn't turn into something that is a lot more harder to then heal or that you might need more stronger medication for.
Okay, so maybe just continue with the garlic and the oregano oil after the antibiotic.
Yes, but double check with her just in case she thinks it's still okay to have them with the antibiotics. She might say no because antibiotics just kind of like attack, you know, everything. Or she might say yes just to kind of make sure that you're still on that, you know, so the body still sees the garlic and the oregano because it's still going to help. But definitely have a chat to her. But yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with you taking the prescription. Just to kind of nip it in the bud so it doesn't get out of hand is what I'm being told.
Wow. Okay, thank you. That is very good.
You're welcome. Yes. And so you mentioned something about your friend. So you've been helping a friend of yours?
Yes, yes. She's had a lot of – she's a bit older, and she's an ex-ballet dancer with – a lot of old injuries, so she is very weak. And anyway, she hurt her back months ago, and she was healing from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, compensation, I guess, to move a certain way to not feel pain, she would hurt something else, and she would have – it was been one thing after another, and she's in very bad shape, very complicated.
Okay.
And she's got
mm-hmm.
too much stuff in her apartment, so she hasn't been able to have – she's been petrified, you know, to have any homemade kind of care. And
mm-hmm.
so her family is coming, I think, next week. But in the meantime, I've been, you know, going over several times a week and bringing her stuff and doing what I can to help her around
mm-hmm.
the apartment. And very stressful for me, and I'm very worried about her. You know, I don't know what's going to become of her and if she'll be able to keep her apartment or they'll try to push her into some other kind of
mission. I mean, without going into too much detail because it's her journey,
yeah,
I do think that
right.
her family coming down is going to be really beneficial for her. And I keep getting told like her family may want her close by. So if that means that they move closer to her or she has to move closer to them, depending on where they all live. I keep getting told, like, it may very well be that she needs to be, she does need support. It can't all come from, obviously, you. I do think she needs, like, extra support. But, yeah, once the family come down, I feel like they're going to have, I can see, like, a conversation being had. I can see, like, discussion. And I keep getting told, like, they're going to bring her closer to them. That's what keeps coming up. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But, yeah, that's okay. That's all right. But, you know, it's very honourable that you're helping her at the moment. But, yeah, I do think that once the family comes, it'll be a little bit more different. I feel like they will step up once they see her.
Yeah. She's so resistant. And
I know. I know.
How much look at them?
Yeah, that's okay. But sometimes, you know, you realize that you can't be stubborn all the time, and you need to be able to ask for help. And you know, she'll get there. Just gotta give her some space and time.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Karen. Let us know how you keep going on, okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for the advice about the UTI stuff now. I guess I'll...
You're very welcome.
Thank you to your heart. Appreciate it. Great to talk to you
very,
as always.
You're very
welcome.
Well again.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
And let's see where we're going next here. Let's go 203. 203, you're live with Julie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Hello.
Hey, Pat. How are you going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. What can I look at for you today?
I want to ask about love, new love.
New love? Yeah.
New love, yeah. Do you want any background? I haven't been involved with anyone for 25 years.
Oh, no, that's okay. All good. Let me have a look for you. Your voice does sound familiar, so when that happens, that means I've read for you before, so then the information will come through. I feel like, have you said goodbye to someone, or have you kind of like ended something with someone?
Yes, I lost my dog. I lost a best friend a week later. Two people just died a few days ago, but I think you're talking possibly about an argument with a male.
Yeah, so I think it's more of a relationship side of things.
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like whatever argument you had or whatever, like saying goodbye, I feel like it needed to happen though in order for you to move forward. So, you know, when sometimes we put someone on a pedestal and we think that they're amazing and we think, that they're like chocolate, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh no, they're like salted caramel, don't really like that anymore. It feels like that. It feels like whatever they have said to you, whatever they've done to you, it's like it's not them. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of left a bad taste in your mouth.
Did I overstep my boundaries with him through a miscommunication? It was more a business thing. He had sold me my used car, and he literally
Sorry, you said again?
He literally tore me to shreds, and I felt it was a miscommunication, but he just ended up really cruel. He just went into kind of a different personality because he wanted
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And I don't feel like you overstepped the mark. I'm not being told at all. I feel like you're quite a very understanding, sweet individual. I can't see you overstepping the mark. Again, I just keep getting told it's almost like, he's left a bad taste in your mouth, and it's like, well, hang on, where did this all come from? So it makes sense why that's kind of had to end. Don't take anything to heart. Just kind of like let it go, let it be. I don't think you've said anything to then make him act this way. This is just something that's going on in his life, and he's just he's exploded for no reason, as in like it wasn't necessary. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I've forgiven him.
That's okay.
And it's over with, and I'm still angry, so there's more forgiveness on my part. But thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's okay. And it's okay to be angry. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is okay to be angry.
Okay. Thank you for that, too.
Just something that if you need to move through it, like, you know, a lot of people talk about like, oh, you must forgive and you must forget and rise above it. And you can learn your lessons from it, and you can make sure that you are aware and mindful for next time with other people or with the same person. But if there is anger that's coming up inside of you and sadness, like, let the anger come, because when you let it come, you'll find that will naturally transpose into something else. And you might find that the anger will turn more into disappointment. And then maybe from that, you might start to go like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said the, you know, and you start to go through the different motions.
Okay.
And it's important that you go through the different motions, so then you learn and you understand exactly what's transpired. And then by the time you come back around where you feel, oh, I feel better about it, it's like you know the whole cycle. Yeah? So it's okay.
That's great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so what else is going on with love? Because I feel like there's still someone else.
I've fallen in love with this guy just recently, and we became friends. He stated right away we're friends. And I'm really physically attracted to him, insecure because he's 12 years younger. And when you're 70, that kind of makes a bigger difference than when you're younger. So I've got some insecurities. And why does he even want to be with me? Is that sincere? And he's also a remarkable man. The more we talk, the more I'm just, he's remarkable.
In Oregon?
Say again? What'd you say?
I can see the energy around him, yes.
Yeah, so I'm trying to keep myself, you know, boundaries sexually, but also so attracted and wanting to have some physical mm-hmm. intimacy with him. So that's where I'm at, and I don't know really where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Has he been married before? Because marriage comes up around him. So I'm not sure if he...
He was married. He has 3 children. And there was mm-hmm. cheating and drugs and I think probably mm-hmm. a big heartbreak for him. I'm not even sure he's mm-hmm. over it yet. Or he mm-hmm. may just be...
I think it's a little bit bitter. I don't think he's in love with the ex-wife or anything like that, or the, you know, that woman. But I can definitely see that it's almost like as if it scarred him, where he's not necessarily sure whether or not he could do a relationship again. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So he's happy to be like your friend. He's a little bit concerned to take it to another level. And it's got nothing to do with like your age or appearance or anything. Like he finds you really attractive and he loves spending time with you and he enjoys your conversation. So the age is not an issue at all. So please don't try not to have any insecurities
okay.
around this gentleman because he doesn't see you in anything but just a positive light.
My only
concern with him is that he isn't sure whether or not he's wanting a relationship and it's got nothing to do with you, which is why he said to you like he just wants to be friends because everything's in his head. Do you know what I mean? Like he's pre-planned what his next couple of years are going to be like. So in his mind, he's like, I'm never going to settle down. I'm never going to get remarried. I don't want this. Like he's very aware of like what he doesn't want, but he's coming at it from a place of like, you know, hurt and disappointment and burden. So he's just needing to work through all of that. I still think that you guys are going to be friends for quite some time, but I feel like there's going to be someone else that comes into your space, and it might even be sooner rather than later because I feel like it might be within the next 2 to 2.5 months. There's definitely something towards the later part of this year, as long as you're open to it. So if you keep blocking it because you want a relationship with this particular guy, it's like you're not allowing the energy to come through with somebody else. Because I do, and what I mean by that is like you putting yourself out there. So, you know, if you're going to meetup groups or doing workshops or dating sites or whatever the case may be, however you're wanting to meet people, you need to do that because there is someone else that wants to come into your space is what I'm being told. And when that happens, I think this younger gentleman will second guess his decisions about, oh, hang on a moment, you know, should we just be friends or do I want more from her? And this is where, because I keep getting told like you're going to have to choose between 2 men in your life, like where one's going to be more connected to you with wanting a relationship and then the other one is like, you know, you are connected to them but they're just not 100% sure what the next stage looks like. Obviously, I feel like you choose the one that wants a relationship, but that doesn't mean that your decision is easy.
You know what?
Go
ahead. Someone else had said that too, and I don't have a good feeling about it because there is unconditional love with this guy, and I have not felt that since I was 18. And unconditional love brings a lot of understanding and wisdom, and I'm absolutely loved. And do you think he will work through his stuff or not? I mean, he's telling me all the time, you know, marriage is awful. He'll never do it again. And I can see the bitterness the more he opens up. And I'm not necessarily looking for marriage, but...
but you're looking for a commitment. You're looking for, you want a companion that will, you know, move through life with you. I feel like he's slowly working through his stuff. I just don't know whether or not he can get there as quick as you would like him to be. Now, that doesn't mean that what you're feeling for him isn't real. I mean, like, unconditional love is something that we should all strive for, and it's something that we don't always necessarily move into. So the fact that you have, you know, that you're experiencing it and you know what it feels like, I think that in itself is an amazing lesson to have because it means that you will be able to bring that energy to someone who's also going to reciprocate it. So
okay.
Yes, you might have unconditional love for this particular person, but it also means that when you have someone who wants you, I'm not saying that you straight away go give them unconditional love, but it'll be a lot more easier for you to like work through that with someone. But I actually feel like the person that you end up with, and I do think it is someone new, is going to bring you everything that you want. And I feel like you will have not just the commitment, you'll have the intimacy, you'll have like balance, you'll be in flow with each other. I think that you will definitely love him in a different way, still unconditional, because I actually think that you love unconditionally anyway. I think when you love someone or something, you are quite an unconditional person. So I think that's a very natural thing for you. So just remember that. Like, I don't think that this particular guy, he may have sparked it in you or re-sparked it in you, but the thing is, like, you've always got it. It's just,
okay.
I think it was laying dormant for such a long time.
Could he feel love for me?
The one that you want. Yeah. Look, he does feel love for you. This is what I'm saying to you. I feel like there's going to be someone else that comes into your space,
I know.
I feel like that's gonna make him wake up and make it and let you know how he actually feels. And if that matches where you want to go, then obviously there's a potential there. If it still doesn't match, if there's still like a, oh, but, then you might go, you know what, I can't do buts anymore. Like, you know, I'm not 20 years old.
If there's still like a what?
For example, if he says to you, I really have feelings for you, but I'm not ready for it. You're not going to sit there going, okay, I'll wait when you have someone else who wants you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's my only concern. It's like, he does like you, but my only concern is that he's doesn't have the courage or the strength to kind of like go all the way with you right now. And he will second guess his decision when you meet somebody else. I just don't know whether or not, you know, when you get to a point, you're just like, oh, I don't know if I want to go down that path with you now because I have met somebody else. That's kind of that crossroad that you're going to be at, but you're the one who's going to have to make the decision moving forward. Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, I'm not being stubborn, but I've held back and not talked about my feelings. If I want to experience that with him, would he be able to match me, or would he be more willing to feel more right now? Not like commitment or any of that. I just want to know what we can experience now.
I think it's a great idea for you to express some of how you're feeling with him in a way that's not overwhelming for him.
Yeah.
I'd have to advise you with the way the planets are at the moment and Mercury being in retrograde. I wouldn't be advising you right now to be having those conversations because it may be you run the risk, because obviously it's all about Mercury is all about communication. We've just gone direct with Venus now.
Right.
You do run the risk of it not being received the way your intention is for it. So you might say something and you're just, do you know what I mean? And you're coming at it as like, look, I just want to explore this. And he might go, oh my God, you're telling me that you love me. So that's my only concern. So I would definitely be waiting until the later part of September or early October. But look, you know, definitely if you're you can definitely go see an astrologer and they can kind of look at your birth chart and tell you exactly what are the best times to be having these conversations. It just doesn't feel like while we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde, and just coming out of Venus. Yeah, not the best part. And obviously you've experienced it with this guy with the car.
Say it again?
I said, and you've experienced this miscommunication with that other guy and the car and stuff.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I mean. With Mercury, it's kind of like, it's a bit full on at the moment.
I thought with Mercury retrograde, it meant be with friends and family and, you know, that kind of visitation. So I'm just surprised you're saying it might not work communicating. But I hear you, definitely.
Well, Mercury retrograde, what it does is it makes you relook at things, right? It allows you a chance to reflect and to revisit, and it affects communication. So it's very known, that it could affect how you say it and how the person receives it. So I'd rather there be no interference when you have a conversation.
Great. Wonderful. Yep. Thank you so much.
Oops. You're very, very welcome. Lovely chatting with you.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Pat. Let us know how it goes. And let's go 415 next. 415, you're up. This one's going to be a little quicker. Julie, we're getting close to the top.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Sorry, left the caller hanging.
Hi. My name is Anne, calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Anne. How are you going?
Good. I have been I've been pet sitting and house sitting for a year, and there just seems to be I don't know what's going on in like for the I always find a job, and I've been always requested, and I booked back to back, but there seems to be kind of like a block to next week, like in about a week from now, I don't have anything lined up, and it's just odd that I've never had an open space like this.
Yeah, okay. Hang on 2 seconds. Let me have a look what's going on for you. Look, I do think something's going to come up. I feel like it's going to happen at, like, the last minute, though, unfortunately. So you might find there might be, like, a bit of an overlap. So in the sense of maybe, like, a day or two where there isn't anything where you would like to have been something that you can just go jump straight into. But, again, I keep getting to, like, it's just a pause moment for you. But I don't think it's anything – I don't feel like it's anything for you to be, like, concerned about. I can definitely see, like, something's coming for you. Honestly, please don't worry at all. Like, it's definitely, like, there for you. I've been pulled out a card for you. It says, like, a fiery climax approaches, meaning, like, you know, anything that you've been worried about is, you know, going to come to an end. The answers you need are coming. And even it says a new romantic cycle begins, which means that obviously the thing that you're passionate about, the thing that you love, is going to come through. So, I definitely feel like there's a job coming for you, so don't even worry.
Great. And after that, so because I'm learning how to trust that something will come, and I'm learning and something always comes, and trust not to panic, but I feel like I'm nearing the end of this cycle, and I'm ready to move into something more, with more stability.
So when you say more stability, are you...
Like next year, by January.
Go ahead. You go.
Yeah, so I move a lot. I mean, I'm moving every 2 weeks, every month, and it's been great. And now it's tiring, basically, and I'm ready to have a relationship and friends in one place, if you see anything about that.
Okay. Let's have a look, please. I think for you, I keep getting told, like, there's something around from March onwards. I feel like it's more of a – I feel like you'll find that's kind of where you'll get a lot more stability in your world, because at the moment I feel like – like there's still room for you to kind of like as you're growing and evolving really trying to find where you want to put your roots down. I still think that you're not 100% sure where that lands. And so I keep getting told it's like you have to go through this Christmas, New Year period. And this might be the busiest time of like, you know, the year for you. I'm not sure how it works in New Mexico. But, you know, you might find that this is where most people are going to be on holidays or wanting to kind of do family things. And so, you know, your services are going to be needed more. But coming into March, I feel like, interestingly enough, I feel like the house-sitting stuff, I feel like that's kind of like you're going to let that go a little bit. Still working with, like, animals, But I also see you kind of moving into like a different type of role as well. So you might find that either you go into not just dog sitting, but maybe whether it's dog grooming or like behavioral stuff. I definitely feel like you're going to be working a lot more with people and their animals. And that'll give you the stability that you need. And also like once you've realized where you want to live, I feel like you just still need to figure out where you want to put like your roots down. And then I feel like your own business when it comes to like, like grooming and behavioral stuff and sitting and things like that, I feel like that's going to like really take off for you. But I also feel like you're going to work with someone. You're not going to do everything on your own. I keep getting told either you'll do some of your own stuff and possibly partner with someone else or possibly even work for an organization that like brings you work as well. Because I keep saying like you're not going to do everything on your own anymore.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really impressed with organizations that like train an animal to live with a vet. You know, animals help people with PTSD, animals that help children when like they're animals that can detect when someone is going to have a like epileptic seizure and they help them. I mean, it's really impressive. So I'd like to learn more. Yeah, very specifically with more help. You know, that's more of a bigger picture of helping people.
Yeah, because I 100%. Because like I said, I can see you working with people and animals, but it feels like I'm working with them from a behavioral perspective and also looking after them and grooming. So I feel like you'll do a lot of different things. It's just choosing where you want to live, and I feel like maybe the choice where you want to live is also going to be dictated where you can support the most. Do you know what I mean? As in like, well, which place will allow me to work with these dogs when it comes to training them and behaviors and, you know, that type of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So it's not just going to be like an average suburb where there isn't anything that, you know, extra that they need you for. I feel like you're going to actually put yourself in situations where it's known that this is kind of what they do there, or this is the area that they train these type of dogs.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I also have psychic abilities. It's hard, like mediumship with dogs. Like in my sleep, the dog spirits will, or animals will jump on my bed.
Yeah.
And I want to help
you
that. Yeah. I don't know what to do with
that. So definitely, anything with when it comes to like pet, and I was saying this to the first caller that I had just before, it's really important that you work with someone to give you the framework on how to communicate with these animals. And the pet mediumship isn't just about connecting with animals that have crossed over. Once you learn the framework and you enhance your intuition with animals, you can actually work with the animals that are still alive to help them with the behaviors and training them and things like that. So definitely have a look at pet mediums. There might be some in your area. There's definitely like online courses to do with pet mediumship. So there's, I'm sure like if you had a look at on News for the Soul, I'm sure there's like a pet medium that's probably been on and you might and you might want to have a look as to like, do they train people? Do they, you know, take you through the course and stuff like that? So I would definitely look at that as an option, but I'm sure there's lots of like books out there as well.
Actually,
pet mediumship is not just about
question right now.
Oh, go for it. Go.
So Rose is on fourth Thursday of the month. If you look at my News for the Soul schedule, she has a training course, and she's really good at what she does.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Thanks.
And perfect timing up to the end. Well, thanks for your, that I feel more clarity.
Awesome. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And that's also for Barbara. I think it was Barbara who also, the first caller, who mentioned something about pet mediumship. So there you go.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour, but thanks for calling in. Julie, we've got to do our shameless self-promotion with you before you run off.
Okay. Right, okay, if anyone wants to have their own private reading with me or work with me one-on-one, you can head over to my website, which is www.moderndaymedium.com.au, or head over to my Instagram page, which is at modern www.day.medium, and all the links are provided there. So yeah, I work with people one-on-one for mediumship readings, and I also work with people on an extended period of time if they're wanting to delve into either their spiritual development, some, you know, trauma or any issues related to that, or if even if they're wanting to shift their career or rebrand, or if they have their own business and things like that. So I definitely work with people in a mentoring capacity if that is something that interests you as well. Obviously, Spirit is going to be guiding me the whole way through to let you know what are the best moves for your future. So that's how you can work with me.
Looking forward to next time already, Julie. Great job today, as always. And Julie's
Thank
all linked
you.
Up.
Thank you so
at
much.
newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.